The killing of 6 Asian women in Atlanta this week is adding fuel to claims of anti-Asian hate alleged to be spreading across the U.S. While this case may not have been motivated by race directly, advocates say it cannot be separated from the hostile environment for Asians in America now. Meanwhile, on Kauai, racial stereotyping and accountability are in the spotlight, too. We'll take a look at how Kauai's chief of police is trying to atone for his actions.
Aloha kakou. First and foremost, I'm deeply sorry for the hurt that my words have caused to those involved, to our police department, and to our community.
Kauai Police Chief Todd Raybuck's been asked to resign by the State of Hawaii Organization of Police Officers. Evidence shows he disparaged others, including by squinting his eyes and bowing up and down, mimicking a Japanese accent while discussing police business.
I recognize now and accept that my comments were insensitive and improper as the chief of police.
The Kauai Police Commission says disciplinary measures are forthcoming and are private personnel matters. Mayor Derek Kawakami has said he's inclined to forgive.
You know, chief is going to make people whole. He's going to have that opportunity. If you grew up in Hawaii, it's part of our culture. It's almost ingrained to embrace our differences. But if it's a challenge for any high-level executive that we're held to a different standard, and he's going to learn from this.
Experts on bias say the words of public officials clearly influence public thinking. President Trump's anti-Chinese rhetoric around the coronavirus fueled anti-Asian bias that has simmered since Asians first arrived in America, according to Seth Brisk of the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. The Asian Exclusion Act, World War II imprisonment, and current shunning, spitting, and violence are all linked, he says. And it's not just officials. Words of everyday people also create the social narrative.
If you think about ultimate acts of expressions of hatred, you first have to convince people to look at one another differently.
Brisk maintains that words begin the process of dehumanizing people. On the other hand, he says, words and stories are ways to create understanding. Actor Daniel Dae Kim has spoken out about the bias incidents and says, Asians have had peripheral roles in American media, but fuller characters are emerging.
As we watch more and more people of color stories being told, we're also sharing the implicit message that these are people worth understanding and empathizing with.
Kim is playing the lead in season 2 of The Hot Zone on Nat Geo, and he applauds Minari, a film about a Korean-American family farm in Arkansas that racked up 6 Oscar nominations this week.
I think people are recognizing more that American stories do not necessarily mean that it's just white American stories.
For his role in Minari, Steven Yeun is the first Asian-American to be nominated for a Best Actor Oscar. In a recent New York Times interview, Yoon said, "Sometimes I wonder if the Asian American experience is like when you're thinking about everybody else, but nobody else is thinking about you." This week, the online hate tracker Stop AAPI Hate reported nearly 3,800 incidents against Asians or perceived Asians over the pandemic, 503 incidents since the start of this year. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.